Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Savannah, Georgia, a city renowned for its cobblestone streets, historic squares, and antebellum architecture, stands a building that has been witness to nearly two centuries of history. Moon River Brewing Company, a popular destination for craft beer enthusiasts, occupies a structure that has seen it all: prosperity, war, tragedy, and even abandonment. But for those who have worked within its walls or ventured into its darker corners, there is something else that lingers in the air, something far more unsettling. The building's history is etched not only into its brickwork, but into the very atmosphere. This is no ordinary brewery. It is a place where the past refuses to stay buried, where shadows move in the night, and where the line between the living and the dead has become blurred. The building that now houses Moon River Brewing Company was originally constructed in 1821, a time when Savannah was rapidly growing into one of the most important port cities in the South. Known then as the City Hotel, it was one of the city's premier accommodations for travelers and businessmen who came to Savannah to engage in commerce or political dealings. Built by Eleazar Early, the City Hotel quickly became a hub of social activity, hosting lavish dinners, political meetings, and gatherings of the city's elite. In its early days, the hotel played a significant role in Savannah's social fabric, offering luxury accommodations to the growing number of visitors flocking to the city. The grand structure, designed with elegant columns and expansive rooms, was a symbol of Savannah's economic success. Travelers from all over the world passed through its doors, staying in its opulent rooms, dining in its grand hall, and mingling with the local aristocracy. For a time, the City Hotel stood as a beacon of prosperity in a city that was still finding its footing in the years following the American Revolution. But as the years passed, the hotel would become something far darker. By the time the Civil War rolled across the South, the City Hotel was no longer the thriving social hub it once was. The war tore through Savannah's economy, and the once glamorous hotel began to fall into decline. Tensions ran high, and the hotel became a hotbed of conflict as Union and Confederate sympathizers clashed within its walls. According to historical records, more than one violent altercation ended in death as political disagreements and personal grudges erupted into physical confrontations. It is said that the duels and brawls that took place within the hotel left a stain that has never truly lifted. A violent history that some believe is responsible for the unrest that still lingers today. After the war, the building's fortunes continued to wane. It served various purposes over the decades, including a stint as a makeshift hospital during a yellow fever outbreak, and later as a warehouse and storage facility. For a time, the building stood abandoned, its windows shuttered and its walls crumbling. The once grand structure that had seen Savannah's rise now seemed destined to fade into obscurity. But in the late 1990s, the building was given new life. Restorers, eager to preserve a piece of Savannah's history, transformed the dilapidated structure into Moon River Brewing Company. The building was carefully restored, maintaining much of its original architecture, while introducing the modern amenities needed to operate a successful brewery and restaurant. But as the workers began to renovate the building, they reported strange occurrences. Tools would go missing, only to reappear in places they hadn't been left. Cold spots would form in rooms where there should be no draft. And in the basement, a dark windowless area beneath the brewery, something far more menacing seemed to stir. The basement of Moon River Brewing Company is perhaps the most infamous part of the building. Many believe it is home to a spirit known simply as Toby. Described as malevolent and aggressive, Toby's presence is said to be responsible for a number of frightening incidents in the brewery, Staff members working in the basement have reported feeling an overwhelming sense of dread, as if they are being watched by something unseen. Objects have been thrown across the room with no apparent cause, and more than one employee has claimed to have been physically shoved by an invisible force. One former worker described an experience that still haunts them to this day. While cleaning up after a late shift, they went into the basement to retrieve supplies. As they walked toward the storage area, they felt a sudden, sharp push on their back, causing them to stumble forward. When they turned around, there was no one there. Shaken, they quickly left the basement and refused to return alone. Others have reported hearing growls or low, guttural sounds coming from the shadows, though no source for the noises has ever been found. But Toby's not the only spirit said to haunt Moon River Brewing Company. On the upper floors, which remain largely undeveloped and closed to the public, the spirit of a woman dressed in 19th century clothing has been seen wandering the hallways. Known as the Lady in White, she's often spotted near the windows, gazing out as though waiting for someone who will never return. Those who have seen her describe her as having a melancholic presence, her figure faint but unmistakable. One visitor exploring the upper floors during a ghost tour claimed to have seen the Lady in White standing at the far end of a long hallway. Thinking it was another guest, they called out, only to watch as the figure slowly faded from view. When they approached the spot where she had stood, they felt an intense chill, despite the warm air in the rest of the building. The experience left them convinced that something, someone, still lingered in the hotel, bound to the place by sorrow or tragedy. The upper floors of the building have long been considered a hotspot for paranormal activity. Workers who have ventured into these areas to perform maintenance or repairs report hearing footsteps echoing through the empty rooms. Others have felt cold drafts sweep through the halls, even when there are no open windows or ventilation systems. Some claim to have seen shadowy figures moving through the upper levels, their forms just barely visible in the dim light. Paranormal investigators, drawn by the building's haunted reputation, have conducted numerous investigations at Moon River Brewing Company. Equipped with electromagnetic field detectors, thermal cameras, and audio recorders, these teams have spent countless hours trying to capture evidence of the spirits said to haunt the building. Many have reported success capturing unexplained voices on EVP recordings, detecting sudden temperature drops, and photographing strange orbs of light hovering in the air. In one particularly chilling recording, captured in the basement, an investigator asks, "Is there anyone here with us?" For a moment, there is only silence. But when the audio is played back, a low, raspy voice can be heard responding, "Get out!" The voice is faint, almost a whisper, but it is enough to send shivers down the spine of anyone who listens. Photographs taken during investigations have also revealed strange anomalies. In one image, taken on the upper floors, a shadowy figure can be seen standing near a doorway, though no one was present at the time the photo was taken. In another, taken in the basement, a faint mist appears to hover near the ceiling, though the air was clear when the photo was snapped. These images, while inconclusive, have only fueled the belief that Moon River Brewing Company is home to something far beyond the ordinary. But despite the many reports of paranormal activity, there are those who remain skeptical. Some argue that the building's age and history are enough to explain the strange occurrences. Drafts from old windows, settling floors, and the power of suggestion could easily account for the cold spots, the noises, and even the sightings of figures in the shadows. Others suggest that the stories of hauntings have become part of the building's identity, drawing in tourists and ghost hunters eager to experience something supernatural. Yet, for those who have experienced the unexplained firsthand, such explanations fall short. There is something about Moon River Brewing Company that defies logic, something that seems to exist just beyond the reach of understanding. Whether it is the violent past of the building, the duels, the brawls, the deaths, or something even older, even darker. No one can say for certain. But the fact remains that for many who step inside, the building feels alive in a way that goes far beyond its bustling bar and lively dining room. Today, Moon River Brewing Company continues to operate as one of Savannah's most popular destinations. Its craft beers and southern cuisine draw visitors from all over, eager to experience the vibrant atmosphere of one of the city's most historic establishments. But for those who believe, it is also a place where the past and the present intertwine, where the spirits of those long gone still walk the halls and the shadows whisper in the dark. As the night falls over Savannah and the city's streets grow quiet, the lights of Moon River Brewing Company flicker softly in the distance. Inside, the laughter of patrons mingles with the clinking of glasses, the building alive with the sounds of the living. But for those who look closely, who venture into the dimly lit corners or descend into the darkened basement, there is always the chance that they may encounter something else. Something that has been waiting in the shadows for far longer than anyone can remember.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.